almost immediately the cover-up started. It was within just a very few hours of the end of the attack and of the word from Washington that we started getting messages from Washington saying no one will talk about this. All press releases will come from the Pentagon and be directed by the Pentagon. And it worked that way. We were told literally from the beginning that anything that there's going to be a court of inquiry, that the court of inquiry will investigate and report everything, and because of this proceeding, we'll wait until after the court of inquiry before anything will be said by the crew. After the court of inquiry, we'll be free to talk. It took until about June 27th, about another 3 weeks, before the court of inquiry's report was produced and released. It turned out to be what most of us consider an incredible whitewash. It was a report about 23 pages long. It made findings of fact and conclusions which were totally opposite of what we had seen. Instead of describing an extended air attack, it indicated that there was maybe 5 or 6 minutes of air attack and a single torpedo. And we were then told that we were now free, because the court of inquiry report had been published, we're now free to talk to the press. However, since the court of inquiry has reported officially everything that is not classified, the only thing you can tell the press is what is in the court of inquiry, and in fact you must use the same words that the court of inquiry used, so we recommend that you not bother because there's nothing left for you to say. The crew was then reminded almost daily in talks given by visitors from Washington and captain and so forth that you can't say anything that wasn't in the court of inquiry, and that any interviews with the press must be cleared with the public affairs officer at the base in Norfolk, even. And that's where it stayed.